are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks, everybody, for joining me again here on this Wednesday episode of the show. It is a Wednesday, which means my guest today will be Mr. Nick Winkler. Going to bring him on in just 1 second. I want to remind everybody to subscribe, rate, review the show, iTunes, Spotify, everywhere. Thank you so much to those who have been. Actually, you know what? I'm going to get into some of those reviews. We have some good reviews here. So I always like to talk to those because a lot of people shout out Nick in the reviews too. So I like to read those with Nick. So we'll get into some of those. And we're going to get into a mailbag segment today as well. If you ever want to get involved in a mailbag or just say hi, hit me up on Twitter at BDPeacock, or you can email the show LockedOn49ers@gmail.com. And with that, let's bring on today's guest.
Nicholas Winkler, come on down.
Nicholas, how are you today, sir?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Getting the house ready for a new addition.
Oh, man. Start planning now, because once the baby comes, then you're not going to sleep anymore and you're not going to want to do anything. So, yeah, take advantage of all of this time. Get prepared. And if you get some time to go see a movie, you know, go out to dinner.
Okay.
Do things that you're not going to be able to do anymore.
I like that. No, that's a great idea. Yeah, because, yeah. Well, she's not really feeling much like doing anything. We took a little walk today and went to the grocery store and got some tacos. And we're thinking, like, oh, do we need to, like, start, like, buying a whole bunch of canned goods because we're just going to not want to leave the house? We're thinking, oh, man, like, is there, like, a certain grocery list I need to hit before that baby comes?
Yeah. Get a big thing of, like, refried beans, okay. You know, like, go to Costco and get that pack. Get some corn, you know, get a big thing of tortillas you can throw in the freezer. Just easy things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. See?
Get some bread, throw it in the freezer. Like, stuff that you don't have to worry about. Essentials. Get the big thing of mayonnaise, the big things of ketchup.
There will not be mayonnaise in my house. There's a mayonnaise-free zone.
And ketchup on your hot dogs?
Yeah. My child won't taste mayonnaise unless it gets it somewhere else.
Yeah, that'll be from Uncle Nick.
Exactly. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Speaking of baby stuff, did you see what I posted on Twitter? One of my baby shower gifts. It was a San Francisco Giants blanket on one side, but Dodgers on the other side.
Oh, my goodness. So that's one blanket?
It's one blanket. My good friend that knows, you know, my wife, for those of you who don't know, she was born in Burbank. She grew up in L.A. She's a Dodgers fan, and her family is. My family's all Giants fans. We got a bunch of gifts on both sides. You know what's awesome is somebody on her side bought us Dodgers diapers. And I was like, yes, that's perfect.
Perfect.
Love that.
That's funny. My wife bought some Giants ones once. I'm like, no, that's not okay.
No, you poop in those.
I don't think you understand.
But, yeah, so one of my friends had the big idea, and his mom sewed it for him and put it together. So on one side, wow, it's Giants, the other side, it's Dodgers. And I was like, that's a great gift. I love it. I put it out on Twitter to see what people thought about it, because there's some, you know, kind of blasphemy at the same time.
Make them mad.
Yeah. And so I think most people liked it. But it was because I always didn't like, you know, the half Giants, half A's hats.
Yeah.
I never liked those hats. And so I was like,
that makes
this
a lot more
like
sense
that?
Than Giants Dodgers, though, you know. That poor kid, man. You guys are going to. There's going to be a time when that kid's going to have to choose.
Right.
You know, well, do I go Giants or do I go Dodgers? And it's going to break one of your hearts.
I'm going to. Well, especially if we're around in San Francisco, I think that will be a very easy decision. If we ever move or something, then that.
But
might...
it's a boy, so it's probably going to be a mama's boy.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right.
So watch out. Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a situation where he's like, you know what? I can't go either direction. So I'm going to pick like the Minnesota Twins or something.
No, he's going to pick the A's.
Oh, no, that's
really
bad, too.
Your heart.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Yeah. If it wasn't for the 89 series, I'd be way more okay with the A's.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, what about the 94 throwbacks, man? We were not too happy that they were going to bust those back out. Sure enough, they're there. But hey, I got to say, at least they're the whites and not the reds.
I think I like the whites better. I just think the numbers and the logo with the drop shadow, it looks like something that I would make on my, you know, first PC computer that was running like Windows 3.1. You know, that it just looks like a really cheesy, simple logo. And it was an old time logo before they really got their awesome 80s. Well, actually they were before that, but the ones that I remember, I love those uniforms. These don't even have any gold except for the helmet. I'm not a fan of the uniforms, but I like what they represent. They go way back to Joe the Jet Perry. Someone posted that on Twitter, a photo of Joe the Jet. It's like, hey, these uniforms are tight. You know, it's like, and now we have the new Jet McKinnon. So it's the last time the 49ers won a Super Bowl. For all those reasons, I like the uniforms, and I love the helmets with the old style SF logo. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
I could have those forever.
Right, absolutely. And it's just subtle change between the old SF logo and the new one. It's still, you know, the oval SF, but the old one's so much better.
It just takes you back to when you were a kid and everything. Yeah. And yeah, you're right on the numbers and the drop, you know, the black backdrop. It is like an old Macintosh font or something.
It looks pretty cheesy. That's why I've never liked those uniforms. And there's no other gold incorporated throughout the rest of the uniform.
Didn't make a whole lot of sense when you're red and gold. But yeah, whatever. You know, they make them look pretty good. I like that Jerry Rice was sporting one too. It was yes.
And it was
be around.
And I love that, you know, the big party and the reveal was all fun. Right. And it's going to be one game, so it's like, who cares? And so it's really cool that they're, you know, I always like the nod to the old times, too. So, like, whatever. As long as they're not wearing them for the whole season or permanently moving to those, then I'm all for it.
I think I read somewhere, too, that they're going to shelve the black unis this year.
Right. Well, they're going this instead, right? Isn't this replacing
is that what it is?
The all black, I think?
You just get one alternate jersey?
I think it's only, I think you're only allowed one, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
All right. The blacks will be back.
I'm sure they will. They were big sellers. I mean, they're probably going to change it up every single year. That way they can sell some more merchandise, right?
Yeah, speaking of sellers, Jimmy the Goat.
Yeah.
What's he got, like 60%+ of jersey sales right now?
Yeah, you know what was funny is the top five sales, so it was Jimmy was like 67%, and then it was Jerry Rice, Steve Young, Joe Montana, Deion Sanders, and then I believe Deion was tied with Richard Sherman. So those were the top selling jerseys. Zero of those players were on the roster before the new regime took over, right?
That's crazy.
They were either old-time guys or brand-new guys. And so nobody from the Balky Harbaugh era is selling right now. This is
If you had to buy a current jersey today, who would you buy? Goodwin?
A current player on the roster?
Yeah.
Oh, it would have to be Jimmy G. Goodwin would be second, though. Yeah, absolutely. Those would probably be the two. And then now Reuben Foster's back in play. So I think we're going to start seeing some more 56 sales.
That's perking what I'm back saying. I'd probably go 56 number one. Then maybe Buckner after that.
Yeah, I like the Buckner 99. The big man jersey's always
solid number.
But it's always been my policy. And for those of you out there who are searching for a jersey, I know you get excited about the current team. You go retired player. You go with the guy whose legacy is set. Because
speaking of a guy who's going to retire soon, I like that Gore went back to Miami. That's great.
I love that.
Good place for him to go.
I love, Frank. And hopefully Frank's involved with the 49ers organization at some point in the future. But it's a great place for him to finish. I like that a lot. And he's actually a really good compliment to Kenyon Drake over there. So I kind of like that backfield.
I still don't like their quarterback situation. Though.
A lot of quarterback situations are bad around the league, which is the number one reason why I think 49ers fans are excited right now, right?
Hell yeah!
Because when you got your quarterback, everything else...
That's
what still blows my mind about this team. And I guess we could talk about that before we get into this mailbag, is how... Because the 49ers roster hasn't changed that much since they were 0-9 and 1-10.
Right.
You drop Jimmy Garoppolo in, you win five straight, and all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, this is a 10-win team, 12-win team. It's like, this is mostly the same roster that was 0-9.
But without the quarterback, like you said. And Jimmy G did it without a very good supporting cast at the time, too. So, of course, the sky's the limit.
No, I can see that. But, man,
I know.
It's a big jump. And I know that the 49ers fans are called the faithful for a reason, but man, you start getting 10 plus wins. I'm just like, and you hope it gets there. And I could see where it could be that. I think some 49ers fans might be setting themselves up for a little disappointment just because it's like, man, this is still that roster that went 0-9. You know, Garoppolo tweaks an ankle or something. There's just not quite, and a lot of the talent's still young and needs to develop. So if everyone takes that next step, and all the veterans and health, and there's just so many things to go into it, it's crazy right now how hyped everybody is, and it's awesome on one side, but it's also like, oof, maybe just enjoy the ride and don't expect too much.
Well, and even if the Niners come out week one, you know, against the Vikings at Minnesota, 10 a.m. on Sunday, you know, that's gonna be a brutal game.
That's rough.
And if they win that game, though, I mean, then you're looking at the Lions at home. Then you got to go back to the Chiefs, another 10 a.m. start, which is going to be brutal. But, you know, the Chiefs are kind of in a semi-rebuild mode over there. And then you got the Chargers and the Cardinals. I mean, that's not the toughest schedule to start a season, that's for sure.
And
it's two of those first three games are 10 a.m. starts East Coast.
Yeah, and those are always tough, and a lot of good teams are playing early in the season. And then it looks like, and a lot of this stuff's going to get turned on its head because you think a team's going to be one, and things change so quickly, and I think the 49ers are one of those teams. But the end of the season looks like it's going to be a nice run. So if they get through the first half of the season and they're looking pretty good, then they could go on that playoff run in the second half.
Yeah, Giants, Raiders, Cardinals again, Bucks. Yeah, you're right. The end's looking pretty good. And then you got the Seahawks. Well, you know, I don't expect much from them this year. Broncos, Seahawks again. I love that they play the Seahawks 2 out of 3 weeks. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that'll be a fun turnaround
right
there.
At the end of the season there. Yeah, and then the Bears. Oh, they might be. They're definitely on the upswing, I think. I don't know. That's a long time from now.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing a lot of Locked On podcast crossovers, so we're going to get to know some of the other teams around the league
cool.
a little bit more as we go on throughout the offseason and into the regular season. You know what I want to get to real quick before we get to the mailbag is talk about some of these reviews that people have dropped on us.
Nice.
All right, here we are. Here's one of the reviews I wanted to read here. This is from... I have no idea how to pronounce this, but they said, Go Niners gave me a 5-star review on iTunes, so thank you very much. It looks like Tricolopa. Tricolopa 07, I believe is how you pronounce this one. He said, he or she said, there are very few things in life I anticipate more than the intro to this podcast. Just like the intro to the Friday Night Lights show, it puts a smile on my face with anticipation of what we will discover about our favorite team. Thank you, Brian. And Nick, for all the hard work you put into the pod, and I wish you both the best of luck. Thank you for doing an amazing job. Go Niners, LG3. Okay, LG3 is the sign-off there, so we'll call this person LG3. Thank you so much, LG3.
Yeah, thanks. I love a little Friday Night Lights comparison.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights, by the way, the movie version with explosions in the sky doing the soundtrack. A lot of cool music on that one.
The TV show is awesome.
The TV show is really good. I started watching the first season with my I think we were married there, and we might have been married. I can't remember, but I got some major spoiler in the first season of something, and I kind of that always turns me off, and I stopped watching it, so I never finished the first season or got any further than that in the TV show.
You should restart it, man. It's a great show,
and I probably forgot whatever that spoiler was by now. So
Clear Eyes, Full Hearts.
Yeah, can't lose, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's go to. A great way to get to work is the title of this review. Another 5-star review on iTunes from Fast Drummer 182, there must be a lot of usernames that are taken because the iTunes usernames I see are weird. They're all super weird and hard to read.
Well, what's unbelievable too, real quick, my Yahoo is Die Hard Rules 8. Because apparently Die Hard Rules was already taken, which I couldn't believe.
The 7 of them. The first 7.
Yeah. But 8's my number, so that was easy to throw that on
there.
Okay,
I get you. Yeah. I always wonder, too, with the numbers. Like, how many?
I actually tried to email that person, and it got bounced back. So I think that I don't know why they didn't let me have it.
It sucks when there's – and actually, the Locked On 49ers handle on Twitter is – I've never used it. And so before I ever even tried to get it, and this might even been before the podcast existed – It was a suspended account. So
I remember when we were doing Gold Faithful too. We tried to get it, and the guy wanted some money for it.
Yeah, the guy's like, "What can you offer?" He tweeted like 6 times in 5 years, but whatever. So I don't know who had the Locked On 49ers account, but they did something wrong and suspended it. So
busted.
I don't really use it anyways. I use my personal account, so whatever.
I think Richard Sherman had blocked that person.
Probably. This person. Says, this is a great 49ers podcast. It brings 49ers news and information Monday through Thursday and makes me look forward to my commute. Peacock knows his draft and his personnel and brings on guests frequently to discuss varying topics. Winky Wednesdays are 49ers gold. Also, Peacock and Winkler engage with their fan base, answering mailbag questions and playing in weekly draft leagues. In parentheses, I'll get you next season. Great show, great host. Thank you very much for that review. That's awesome. Yeah, the shout out to the draft leagues. And we're Monday through Thursday now, but in the season, we'll be Monday through Friday, 5 days
a week.
That's right. Too,
so. And yeah, we should be doing those weekly things with the fans every week, man. That was fun.
Yeah, the draft leagues were really cool during the season, and they were sponsored by draft.com. And hopefully we'll get that sponsorship going again this season. And either way, we'll do some fun games like that with the listeners because those are definitely fun. And it is fun to engage with the fans. So I wouldn't be here without the listeners. And so shout out to everybody out there who's listening.
Yeah, and you know, we did the draft live and some fans came out. That was a lot of fun. And yeah, we should do that again during a game this season. I wouldn't know we've been talking about it, but we really need to make that happen.
Yeah, we could. I talked to Dylan from the 4th and 9, and they were Crocker. That was a great time had by all that were at the bar and us as well. So yeah, maybe live broadcast during a show.
That'd be cool.
That would be fun. Or during a game. I mean, yeah, we should definitely try that.
Yeah, I'm in.
Let's do it. All right, you ready for some mailbag action?
Let's rock.
Oh, and this from listener Forrest, who emailed me. I asked the other day for a mailbag sounder, and he dropped this on us. I don't know what this is. Sort of a clown sound, which I think is kind of funny, and I might use that going forward. I don't know. Any other submissions? I don't know if that one's going to stick, but it's
made a clown sound, bro.
Yeah, clown sound, bro. It brought a smile to my face.
No, I liked it.
I bet Mark hates it.
Mark's going to send in one next. Bring it on, Mark.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. Let's get to you some mailbag here, if I can find it. All right, this is an email from Rodney. He says, going back to the draft, I feel the Niners addressed health in the secondary and wide receiver more than need positions. Do you agree? Garcon and Goodwin both got injured. I read somewhere Trent Taylor played hurt in the second half of the season. In the secondary, Sala was playing guys like Trevon Reed, Greg Maben, Tyvus Powell, Dexter McCoyle, Asa Jackson in the second. Trevon Reed? Is that a real person?
I've never heard that.
I don't remember
before in my life.
Trevon Reed, but there were some names that popped up that were like, whoa, who's this guy? So the point is valid, I think. Yeah. And I've been talking about Trent Taylor because he's so good at getting open and he's so small and he's so tough. The guy's going to die. Like, yeah. Trent Taylor is...
It scares me every time.
I get worried he's not going to have a long career just because he's too tough for his own good. And you saw it in New England. It's a similar style position that he plays is, you know, Amendola, Edelman, and, you know, back to Wes Welker. Those guys all ended up eventually getting hurt.
Yeah, and with Taylor, too, man. Every time he fielded a punt, I'd hold my breath because the guys are running full speed at him. And you're like, he's the little brother that's out there. He's going to get smashed.
Yeah, but they do have some depth now, I think. You know, Dante Pettis and... Richie James could both be playing in the slot there. So, yeah, they have some guys that they can fill in, and hopefully those guys are a little bit. But, like, Garcon, Goodwin, and Trent Taylor were all hurt by the time the last snap was hiked at the end of the season, right? So that's something to look out for, and so I'm glad they did address that in the draft, and they have some young players to develop there going forward. And, yeah, the depth in the secondary was a major concern. So
there was – real quick before we get off this – There's a funny video a friend of mine showed me the other day where I think it's just a bunch of rookies in the NFL, and they were asked to paint their team's logos, their new teams.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh, yeah, and Pettis for the 49ers. Yeah, no, that was fantastic. If you guys out there haven't seen it, you should look it up. It's pretty hilarious.
I was blown away by not so much artistic skills, but how some of them didn't really even know the logo of their teams.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Buccaneers guy drew a ship. No, there's a ship at the stadium, but when the Lions guy, that was my favorite.
What was the Lions
like,
one?
It was just like a stick figure lion. Oh, okay. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, at least you know that's a lion. And I thought about it, I was like, because you know 49ers fans, you know exactly what the logo looks like and where the colors go and stuff, but these players weren't fans necessarily of the teams they were drafted by. So if I got drafted by a team and you're like, okay, on the spot, what's their logo? I'd be like, oh, wait a second. What is their logo? How does that go?
Baker Mayfield's like, yes, I got this one.
Yeah, yeah. Baker Mayfield just draws an orange, a bad orange helmet.
Yeah.
They were all really bad artists, though. I thought there was going to be one guy that drew something like amazing. Like, oh, look, this guy's got some skills. Nope, not really.
They probably asked everybody, you an artist? No? Okay, good. Come participate in this.
Yeah, okay, good.
We got to make this funny.
That's right. Where are we at here with the mailbag? Oh, yeah. So here's another comment from Rodney. Let's keep it rolling here. Swag meter will be electric, he says, with both Richard Sherman and Reuben Foster in the lineup. Buckner cracking on Sherman at the state of the franchise, in my opinion, shows Buckner's growing confidence. Buckner also adds swag to the defense. I like what is his move called, where he shovels after a sack? Did he have a name for that?
There's a name for that?
I thought he had a name for it. It wasn't like, I thought there's a name for that. It's like it comes from like, I think a hip hop video. Or something like that, right?
I have no idea.
Okay,
I just thought he was shoveling.
It's funny because of how fast it goes. It makes me laugh. I don't know where that came from.
If you're listening out there, post it in the comments. Let us know.
I could have swore it came from a video. Someone called it. Someone had a name for it as soon as he did it. But I'm out of the loop on that stuff for sure. but yeah, swag. I think swag comes with W's, right? I think swag is a bad look when you're 0-9 But yeah. Swag is a great look when you're 12 and 4.
Swag's just such a funny word to me, because to me, I worked in radio, so swag's just stuff we all get. It's, you know, it's stuff. Just like free stuff.
Swag
so
is free stuff, like, exactly.
Wait, he brings free stuff?
Like, I'm all for it. I love free stuff. Hell yeah.
Yeah, right. I'll take anything. You can get a free pen, give it.
Absolutely. All right, here we go. Let's go to Shano. He says, why do you think Foster got snubbed from this list? It's a top second year's players list. And I think probably.
Yeah, when did it come out?
Oh, here we go. But he's let me know what his name is. By the way, the name is Sean with an O. Okay, so Shano. That's how you pronounce it. Okay.
Shano.
Yeah, Shano. Got it. Okay, thank you, Shano. I appreciate the question. So let's bring up this list here. NFL.com's top second year players for 2018.
When did it come out? Because if it came out, you know, within the last couple months, you know, he was kind of in a bad light in the public view there.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's something that whoever the writer was has been working on for a while, so he probably, and is not loading for me.
Sean O, my second favorite O after Karen O.
Karen O, yeah, from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Sure, man.
Yeah.
I'm very jealous. There's the, I think it's the Otani Festival or something happening pretty soon. Second day is Eddie Vedder and then Yeah Yeah Yeahs on the same stage.
Oh, wait, where's this?
It's down south, somewhere. It's like a beach festival.
Okay. It's either a beach or a desert. The festival thing is crazy.
Yeah, or a park.
It's the only thing that exists. Bottle Rock just happened up in Napa. It's like, it's all festivals. I'm not a fan of festivals.
I liked festivals 15 years ago.
Yeah, if you're the right age, I guess festivals are great. I went to one of the Lollapaloozas, but even then, it was like, it wasn't about the audio and the sound. It was like too many people,
right?
And outdoor,
you can, like, hear the other stage, and yeah.
I think outdoor audio has gotten better than it was for a while, but it's still not right. Like, I like a small club. Like, you're here, the band's there, you can see them, you can hear the instruments coming from the stage. You're not watching the band on a screen somewhere, you know?
Right.
And it's three bands. So you go in, you rock out to your three bands, and boop, then you go home. And then you go back the next week and go see three new bands. I don't need 100 bands. And, like, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's not my style of thing, but I understand the way that, and we came up, it was just a different, a lot of it is economics. It was a different, people used to tour in support of their record. Now the record has no value and it supports their tour where they make their money. It's
their merch. Yeah. Buy their merch if you really like a band.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Here's the list of top second-year players from NFL.com. And if you want to send hate mail, who wrote this? Oh, this is from Nate Burleson. So number one, Deshaun Watson. I guess, you know, he's quarterback. I don't think you can argue too much with that, aside from him coming off of injury. Number two, and this is a good one, and just to call back our fantasy football league, 2 and 3 are both on my keeper league, Oblong Balls, by the way, that I am the champion of. I'm staring at my trophy.
You only get to keep one of them, all right?
I'm staring at my trophy right now. So that's a question to all you listeners out there. Which guy do I keep here? Number two on this list or number three? Number two, they have Kareem Hunt, and number three is Alvin Kamara. I'm surprised. I thought people might have had that flipped.
And maybe this came out before the Ingram stuff.
Yeah, because for fantasy purposes, the Ingram thing is huge for Kamara, and that might be the thing that puts him over the top, because Kamara, for me, I drafted him later, so I can give up a later pick if I keep him. So right now, like, he's leading. I might have kept Hunt before that, because I do like Hunt quite a bit. Another running back, number four on this list, is Leonard Fournette.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, the first defender, Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback from the Saints. Number six, Juju Smith-Schuster, wide receiver from Steelers. Number seven, quarterback Mitch Trubisky from the Bears. I love what they're building around Mitch Trubisky in Chicago. Adoree Jackson, cornerback from Tennessee. Okay, here we go. We're at the point right now where it's like, what are you smoking, Nate? You had to have Reuben Foster on this list.
Before, I would have put him right before Trubisky.
Yeah, I would have had him on this list before after 8 Schuster, for sure. Yeah. You're throwing out a cornerback who is got all the speed in the world. He had a decent returner as well, but
is there a date on that list?
Oh yeah, where's the date? When did this come out? This came out May 25th.
Yeah, see, there you go. And May 25th, he knew about the Foster stuff already.
So the Foster stuff had already come out, yeah.
But there is going to be a suspension, so.
Right. I would take 12 games of Reuben Foster over 16 of Adoree Jackson.
Amen to that.
And that's if Foster misses, you know, is suspended four games or misses two games with injury and is suspended two games, you know, that's big four games. And if he doesn't get suspended at all, I'm putting him up on this list at number four, probably.
Four?
Yeah. I'd put him before Fournette.
Yep.
I would. So where are we at? Number eight, Adoree
Jackson. I don't
know,
Fournette lost some weight, they said. Came in a little quicker.
Yeah, I mean, I like Fournette, but, yeah. I mean, he's an old school back. He's not...
Right.
Another back on here. Well, actually, let's go back to it. Where are we at? Number eight. Okay, number eight. Number nine, Jamal Adams. I would put Jamal Adams in front of Adoree. I don't know how Adoree made this list, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I'd put Jamal Adams probably in front of Mitch Trubisky, too, just because you still got to see Mitch do it. And I liked Mitch Trubisky a lot coming out of the draft, but you still got to see it happen. He wasn't there yet last year. And number 10, this is a top 10 list. And the last one on the list here is Christian McCaffrey, running back from the Panthers. And he's going to be able to carry the load, so... McCaffrey could do some things this year. I liked him more as a receiver than a runner as a rookie. So we'll see how he does as a full-time running back there.
He caught 80 balls or something, didn't he?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's impressive. He's the opposite. Yeah, but you know, with Nate Burleson, you know, I don't necessarily go to my advice for second-year guys. I don't go after Burleson.
I don't really go to Burleson for anything.
And especially not to like pick up a pizza.
Remember? Wait.
Don't send him to get the pizza.
Wait, what happened? What was?
Isn't he the guy who like hurt his shoulder or something trying to stop some pizzas when he slammed on his brakes in his car? I'm pretty sure. I think he like missed the season or something.
No, that's an amazing story. I've not heard that. That's awesome.
I'm pretty sure that was Nate Burleson. So, now I got to look it up.
He got in a car accident, didn't get hurt in the accident, but he hurt his arm stopping the pizzas from spilling.
Nate Burleson pizza.
I know he was pretty sauced at the draft when the Lions came up to pick and he came up for their pick and started talking smack in Dallas.
He broke his arm in two places in a car accident caused by pizza sliding off of his passenger seat.
What? Oh, so the pizza slid first and then that's what caused the crash.
I guess so.
I didn't hear that story. That's great. I love that. So here, to make things worse for Nate Burleson, he's got some just missed names. He's got Dalvin Cook, the Vikings, Cooper Kupp from the Rams, Corey Davis of the Titans, Tre'Davious White from the Bills, Patrick Mahomes, quarterback from the Chiefs, and Jake Elliott of the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, Davis and Cook, you know, Cook missed a lot of time with injury. Davis also missed the first few weeks or 6 weeks injury, so I can see why those guys aren't on there.
But those guys, he named them as just, hold on, let's reverse this. The last guy on his just missed list, mm-hmm, is Jake Elliott, a kicker for the Philadelphia Eagles. Reuben Foster, nowhere to be seen. Not just missed, not on the list where he should be in the top five.
Wow.
So
just burn that list, I guess.
So, Shano, I think I'm with you here. That's a terrible list. And Nate Burleson, you're probably the worst person on the planet right now.
Yeah, burn the list and the computer that you read it on.
Yeah, throw the computer in the trash.
The list is in the computer.
Yeah, drill a hole through the hard drive.
And it's done, man.
You're not allowed to even handle pizza going forward, so I don't know what he's good for anymore.
Nate's up there with Mark now.
Yeah. No, I'm taking Mark all day over Nate. Come on, don't do that to Mark.
Moving up, Mark.
And I feel bad for all the other Marks are getting lumped in with the one Mark, because there's, I think, three or four different Marks that have either tweeted or emailed into the show. And so now I'm getting confused between them two. So now they're all just lumped in as this one Mark.
And watch out, if your name's Nate, don't even try.
Yeah, Nate.
To send us an email.
Right. Add an O to the end of it so we know you're not that Nate.
Nate-O.
Exactly. All right, we're out of time here. Always fun, Nick. And thank you, everybody who's gotten involved with the mailbag, all the people who are rating and reviewing on iTunes. Really appreciate it. Really helps the show. And we'll talk to you guys next time, right here on Locked On 49ers.
See you.